Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing closing grand comments for Friday, October 11th. Well, the day after markets took a nosedive on the WASDE reports, we've had a complete turnaround here. Markets taking unable to take out yesterday's lows and bouncing off of there. I think we've got a little bit of discounting on those numbers, where the corn carryout was cut by only about 250 million bushels. Market was expecting a 500 million bushel cut, and a kind of a surprise raise in the potential yield there, up 0.2 of a bushel versus a decline of about 1.5 bushels per acre. So we had December corn finish up 17.5 cents today at 397¾. That's a new high for the move, got us high as 98¾, just within a couple of cents of that 200-day moving average around 401. You get through that number and that could really accelerate some short covering with the funds here, still short about 100,000 contracts. Taking a look at wheat, we had December finish up 15 cents at 508 in Chicago. Kansas City D's up 16¼, 419½. Minneapolis up 12½ cents at 547¾. You had Chicago wheat earlier this week testing those 100 and 200-day moving averages. Finally broke above that and moved about a nickel higher above that, and then settled back a few cents off the highs here. And you had Kansas City wheat taken out the September 30th high of 420. So an idea of possibly breaking out of that range that we have been in the wheat here for the past couple of weeks. Need to see some follow through above that 420 level. And in the beans, we had November finish up 12½ cents at 936. We traded above the July 15th highs. Those came in November at 936½. Next target here would be around 950. High on the June 17th there was 948. So good news here across the board in the grains. Funds not really short anything in the beans to speak of. Today they might have actually even got a little bit long. And now that we are well above the 50, 100, and 200-day moving averages, you may see the funds with a little more appetite to get long the market. A lot of this here came on the news and probably rumors today that there was a partial agreement between China and the U.S. with some agricultural concessions. China has been buying a lot of beans recently, and then the U.S. giving some tariff relief. So they were supposed to raise tariffs on October 15th. That might be put back. Trump and Vice Premier He, not Premier Xi, mind you, will be meeting in the Oval Office later on today. We'll get some more details. Stock market, love this, was up almost 500 points earlier in the day, about 430 now. Crude oil up 92 cents a barrel, 54.48, and we had the dollar down 40 ticks at 98 even. So we'll see how things turn out Sunday night, depending on what type of announcement we get later today. We'll also see what sort of position the funds are in after they report those today. If you'd like to give us a call, if you have any questions, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a great weekend.